Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're talking about. I'm not securities licensed. I have a legal document assistant license in Sacramento County, California. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. This is the second in a two-part series on admission versus observation. And if you haven't listened to part one, go back to my website. You're listening to this podcast on my website. So you're there already. You're at my website. So go back and listen to my podcast from last week. Go back to listen to last week's radio show, which was an entire radio show on admission versus observation. This is going to be a short podcast. I want to keep it focused. If you don't understand what those are, that could cost you tens of thousands of dollars when you think Medicare is going to pay for something. I just had dinner with a friend of mine last week who's an elder law attorney. He just came from a conference of elder law attorneys, and the number one topic was this and the inappropriate discharge of people from rehab facilities as a result of admission versus observation. It's a growing scandal, it's a growing scam, and you better understand it. And if you don't understand admission versus observation, you're going to get caught. Now, how do you make sure you don't get caught? Get to one of my workshops. I have a workshop in March. I have two of them. I have one coming up this weekend, March the 9th, and I have one on March the 23rd. They're free. They're both at 10:30. You need a ticket to get in. How do you get a ticket? You scroll down on my website and you sign up and I'll send you a ticket. It's free, but there's only 12 seats. This is becoming a bigger... 2 years ago, folks, this was not an issue. Now it's a huge issue and it's become quite the little scam and scandal between hospitals and discharge planners and rehab centers and discharge planners and money. When it comes to this issue now, you've entered the game, and the name of the game is let's all make a lot of money, except they're not telling you that you're not part of the game. You're the one in the middle of the game. You're the pawn piece being used for all of this. You need to understand admission versus observation. There's a chapter in my book on admission versus observation. If you don't have my book, you should get it. But it's there, and you need to more and more and more understand it. So get to my workshop, listen to my radio show. Soon I'll be talking about offering a white paper to people so they can have the rules and regulations associated with this. I'm working on a half an hour video that will be available soon. It might be longer than that before I'm done on how this works. It's really important that you understand when mom or dad or grandma and grandpa goes to the hospital, you need to understand the game you've just entered. And it's like Game of Thrones. Everybody is out for your head. And if you don't understand it, you're going to get caught up in it. If you don't understand the difference between observation and admission, if you don't understand GMO, if you don't understand your discharge rights at nursing homes and rehab centers, you're asking for nothing but trouble. So get to my workshop, call me. My phone number's on my website where you're listening to this podcast. I know it's a short podcast. I'm trying to direct you to other information in which this is discussed in detail. Especially, go listen to my radio show from last week on admission versus observation. It's 52 minutes of nothing but information, and you can listen to it on my website. Don't miss out. Don't misunderstand this. It could literally cost your family tens of thousands of dollars. So with that, I hope you'll take the time to go listen to last week's podcast, listen to last week's radio show. Keep informed. Get to my workshop on March the 9th or March the 23rd and be informed. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for listening to Assets and Aging, California's single best resource on the issues of aging. I look forward to seeing you again next week or at an upcoming workshop this week or on my radio show. Have a great day, and thank you so much for listening to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.